I guess before we talk about the signing class, just how did it work this year with COVID and just all the restrictions and everything as far as assembling this class and just the recruiting process this go around?
I mean, it was different. You know, some of the high schools weren't open, or you couldn't get into the high schools and meet with kids, and then some you could. You know, a lot of times you go into the high schools, you meet with two or three kids, and then this year sometimes you just have to go do a home visit instead of actually, you know, seeing them in the high school as well. And then the visits themselves, you know, they're a little bit different. They were smaller visits compared to in the past. You know, usually we'd bring in, you know, 20 to 25 kids on a visit, where this one, you know, had to keep them very small. You know, 10 was probably our biggest one. And just with the social distancing, you know, the room that we had available, you know, to have them in, you know, we had to make sure that we were able to social distance as well. So it was different. Everybody was masked the whole time. Meetings in my office with parents, you know, with the COVID restrictions of 15 minutes, you know, we'd go 12, 13 minutes and get them out of there, then wipe everything down, spray, and just trying to keep everybody safe. But it was a lot different process than in the past. But, you know, our coaches did a good job. The kids that came in on the visits did a good job of keeping everybody safe and following all the protocols.
Rick, let's go ahead. You?
I guess just your overall thoughts on the recruiting class and what needs did you really try to target this year?
I'm very excited about this class of kids. I mean, we've got 30 high school kids, you know, right now that have their stuff in. We've signed two transfers, which I think are going to help us, you know, here this year. But I think, you know, our big need right now was O-line, D-line, maybe a couple linebackers. And, you know, we filled those needs. And, you know, tight ends as well. You know, we had a couple tight ends, too, that were, you know, we're going to be kind of short here in a couple of years, you know, losing Budke and Hill and those guys. So, you know, I'm very excited about this group of kids. Big kids. They all wanted to be Tigers, which is awesome. You know, you want kids that want to be at Fort Hays State University. And this is where they wanted to call home. And, you know, they were excited on their visit to be here. And they like where the program is, you know, where we're at and where we're trying to get to, you know, here in the near future. But this class overall, I think, is a very good class, very talented, very strong, very big. And kids, I think, are really going to help us in the future, you know, here on the front lines.
Dustin, let's go over to you.
I see Evan Darville's name on the list, transfer from Southeast Missouri State, and he's a Dodge City kid. How hard were you on him originally, and then him ending up here now?
You know, him a couple of years ago, we were all over him. You know, he's one of the ones I definitely wanted to get out here, you know, in Western Kansas, and a kid from Dodge City as well. You know, you try to keep those kids home and make anybody, you know, west of Salina, it needs to be kind of our home ground and our home base, and kids come to Fort Hays State. And, you know, it was good to get him back. I mean, he's a big kid. He's strong. Very athletic. I'm just glad he reached out to me, and, you know, we were able to get this thing done. But, you know, I think he's a kid that's going to help us out here in the long run.
Hey, Gerard, let's go to you.
Without a season this fall and maybe not a true sense of evaluating some of the freshmen and younger guys you had, did that influence what you did this year because of that, or did you just go about it the same way?
Kind of go about the same way. I mean, those kids did influence, you know, our recruiting season, and we did have a chance to see some of those kids. I still think there's a few needs that we still have to fill, you know, right now. And, you know, we're still looking for those guys, you know, at certain positions. But, you know, it did change things just a little bit, but not a lot. We knew, you know, we didn't sign a lot of offensive linemen in last year's class, that we knew we were going to have to do that this year. We didn't sign a lot of defensive linemen last year either, so we knew we were going to have to do that this year as well. So you kind of plan ahead, you know, for those things, you know, as well. But, you know, the good thing is we've got to evaluate some of those kids and what they could do. And, you know, do we need, you know, another wide receiver or not? Do we need another running back or not? You know, and those things, or DBs even. And, you know, just seeing in the spring kind of solidified that we didn't, you know, need to go out and necessarily get some kids at those positions or at certain positions.
Dustin, let's go ahead and swing it back to you.
With so many kids able to come back because of the NCAA rules, were there the same amount of scholarships open that you normally would have, or how did you have to juggle that part?
Not as much. I mean, we didn't have as much money, you know, as we usually normally have to recruit off of, you know, with these young men. But it is the process, right? And it's going to be like this probably for the next 4 years, you know, same type of thing. Is, you know, the money's not really going to be there. But, you know, we were able to still sign quite a few kids. our freshman scholarships aren't real big anyway. You know, I'm one of those guys that's not big on entitlement. I want kids to come here and earn stuff. I don't want to throw a lot of money at a kid and him, you know, quit or leave. I want to come here and prove themselves and earn some more money. So, you know, and our kids have done that in the past. And but you know, we had enough money to get the kids that we needed, and you know, we still got a little bit here left to go sign a few more kids if we need to.
Rick, let's go to you.
Obviously, you got some kids right in your backyard, like usual. Could you talk a little bit about some of the area kids, and I guess kind of starting with the guys from Norton that you got?
Yeah, you know, I think Jordan Reuter is going to be a very good player for us at the wide receiver position. I mean, he definitely probably needs a redshirt year, but he's athletic. He runs good routes, got good hands. You know, his brother is very talented as well. His dad played here at Fort Hays State, you know, so that's pretty cool too. So, you know, I think he's going to do great things for us here in the long run. Gavin Sproul, you know, linebacker, he's going to play linebacker for us. I know he played some D-end, you know, in high school, but for us, he fits more to linebacker position. His cousins, you know, go to school here. The Wiltfongs are cousins, you know, as well. And, you know, so they're just adding another one part of that family to our family. But I think he's going to do great things for us too, you know, at that linebacker position. Alden, you know, from Dodge City is going to be a great linebacker for us. You know, he played quarterback and linebacker in high school. So, you know, he's probably tired, you know, playing both ways, where now he just gets to really focus on the one side and really, you know, perfect his craft as a linebacker. You know, and then, you know, Jonah Smith out of Plainville, you know, he plays some offensive line and, you know, some D-line. And I think he's another one of those young men that, you know, is really going to, you know, gets involved in just, you know, one side of the ball and one sport, is really going to flourish and get better as the years go on. And the Cure kid out of Goodland, I mean, he's going to be a tremendous player for us at tight end. I know he played, you know, quarterback in high school as well in those positions, but he's a big enough kid, an athletic enough kid, and those are the kind of tight ends that we're looking for, you know, to really, you know, help us out here in the long run, especially when we're going to lose a couple next year. But, you know, I'm really excited about this group of young men. I mean, I know they're going to do great things for us. They're going to play hard for us. And, you know, they wanted to be Tigers. And I think that's the most important thing, is that they wanted to be here.
Gerard, let's go to you.
Another punter from Australia. How did that go down?
Coach Dudley. He's always on that computer finding kids and getting with these different kicking coaches. And, it was totally different. You know, usually we try to bring those kids on some visits, but with the travel stipulations this year, we weren't able to do that. So it was just a Zoom interview and him watching, you know, those kids kick on film and those things, and just having that little Zoom, I guess, official visit that you would call it, you know, with the young man. But, you know, we met with three or four of them over there and, you know, offered all three. And, you know, they're all very good and very talented. And we were only going to take one of them, and you know, Ethan was the one that took the money first, and so he's going to be a Tiger.
Dustin, let's go to you.
Any surprises one way or the other, guys that signed that you thought were on the fence, or guys that signed elsewhere that you thought were probably going to be Tigers?
You know, really when it came down to the end, though, I mean, kids pretty much had their decisions made up on where they were going to go. You know, we were pretty confident in the kids that we had committed, you know, on our list, and you know and kids that weren't on our list that weren't going to come here. So when we had our commitments, they we felt like they were pretty solid and pretty secure, and you know, every one of them that we wanted and had committed came here. You know, we did lose some kids, you know, to a few schools, but you know, you're going to lose kids every year. You're not going to get every one of them that you need, but or that you want, but that's just kind of the way the ball rolls sometimes. But for the most part, the kids that we had committed on our commit list have committed and signed, and they're Tigers.
Gerard, let's swing it to you.
Did you notice a difference in when recruiting with the kids and maybe how they approached it because of COVID? You know, maybe, I don't know, more offers, less offers, or just if you committed, they signed quicker. Did you notice a difference this year than in years past?
A little bit. I mean, everybody's pretty much in the same boat right now with all the scholarship dollars and those things being available. And, you know, and it did seem kids were, you know, they came here and they came, you know, they've already been on a couple of visits already, because, you know, we really, with no season, had some early visits. And by that point, some kids already been to some other places and were ready to make a decision on where their home was going to be. And so, you know, it went well for us. I think the kids did a good job of, you know, communicating with us on what they wanted to do. But the early commitments, you know, we had a lot of those. I mean, we were pretty much, you know, wrapped up before even this last week started.
Rick, let's go to you.
You had a quarterback on the list from Goddard. Can you just kind of talk a little bit about his skill set and what he brings for you?
I just think his athleticism. I mean, he's a very good runner, good pocket presence, throws the ball very well. You know, on his visit, he was, you know, excited to be here. His parents went to school here as well, which always helps out. You know, you didn't realize until, you know, you get to Fort Hays how many people are really Tigers, you know, around in Kansas and in the area. And, you know, I meet more and more every single year. And that's cool to see, you know, that he wanted to follow in his parents' footsteps and be a Tiger. But I think he's a kid that, you know, here in a few years, you know, is going to compete and battle, you know, for that starting spot. But he's just smart kid, athletic kid, knows the game of football. And, you know, he has very good feet, and he does have a very strong arm.
Dustin, let's go to you.
Are there any kids still you're waiting on to either send something in or sign? And then is there any transfers that you're still looking at to try to plug positions?
Just waiting on one young man right now. We should be getting that here this afternoon just with the school signing and stuff like that. He wanted to kind of, you know, wait and get that in. So we're waiting on his, and his should be in shortly. It probably is over there sitting there right now. Just since we don't have it in front of me, I can't announce him yet. So, but yeah, we are still working, you know, on looking at the portal as well. You know, they got that transfer portal now. So we're looking at kids on that portal. I'm looking at a few more junior college kids, you know, as well. And, you know, there's going to be some high school kids here that didn't sign on signing day. And, you know, we got to take a look at those kids that didn't sign and see if they can help us out. You know, can they help us win a conference championship? Can they help us get to the national championship level? So, you know, our work's not done. So we're going to stay on the trail and continue to call coaches and continue to have visits and bring kids in. And but recruiting never stops. I mean, it's usually a year-round thing anyway. The only difference now is, you know, this spring we're starting practice on Monday, where we usually have a little bit of break here. We're not getting that break. We're getting right into practice and preparing for a, you know, a three-game season here coming up.
Dustin, if you got another question?
Yes, Coach, since you brought up the portal, how has that changed who you guys are able to look at when players, even on the maybe major Division I level, enter the portal? Do you pay much attention to the transfer portal, or is it a last resort type of thing?
Yeah, we do. You know, you kind of try to figure out which kids, you know, and where they're from, and you know, were they a starter, were they a backup, you know, those type of things. Do they have a significant role on the team? You know, and those are the kids we're kind of looking for. You know, we're not looking for a kid that, you know, might have been a kid that didn't play at all, doesn't have any stats or whatsoever, because you don't really know much about those kids. And then we try to figure out what high school they came from and reach out to that coach and see what type of kid that he is as well, and if he's going to help our program out. So, you know, it's still a process. It's still trying to figure out those kids. It's just not, you know, going into the school and being able to sit down and talk to the kid. Now we got to reach out to him and reach out to the coaches just like we do on a normal, you know, high school visit. So, but you know, it's different. It is hard, and because there's so many kids that are on that portal right now, it's filtering through them and making sure you get the right kids and the kids that fit our program.